When do you think you were the sharpest mentally? Like, what age were you? Were you at your peak mental sharpness? Text that number in right now to 104536. What age would you say, Marilyn, were you the sharpest? Like, bing, 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 firing on all cylinders. You needed to say something, you said it. Didn't have to get the words together. You had something on your mind, boom. Yeah. Put it out fluidly. Like, what age were you the sharpest in your whole life?
Well, I'm going to say probably before Adam was born.
Okay.
Because when you get sleep deprived, then you get disconnected a little bit.
Right.
So then, I'd say, I'm going to give you 2 days. I'm going to say 28. And then after he was born and everything like that, 38, 40, in that range. Really, really sharp. Like, because I didn't have to worry about sleep anymore, right?
Yeah.
Sleep deprivation is my Achilles heel.
Hey, listen,
for sure.
You're reading from my Bible now.
I
definitely relate to you on that.
Yeah.
Sleep deprivation really is a real thing. A lot of people overlook it too.
Yeah.
They act like it's not a real thing.
Yeah. But then after, and then I'm going to just say something else. That's my sharpness.
Mm.
When I never worried physically on how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's kind of creeping in a little bit. That's creeping in now.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Because the gig we work, you know, even you listening, you're probably just as early as we are.
Yeah.
When you're lacking in sleep, a lot of times you're in a fog trying to catch up to the rhythm of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But according to a study we're reading here, they studied some chess players, and they noticed that after the age of 35, that's like, in the chess player world, that's when the chess players were at their peak performance in terms of, you know, how many moves they were able to plan ahead and kind of strategize. And then after the age of 45, there's a decline in the mental sharpness. So what they're postulating is that not just with chess players, but with just humans in general, 35 may be the peak performance age for your mentality. After that, you decline. 45 is where you start to actually see the decline. Now, anyone who's above 45, can we attest to that? Do we know that that's true? Have you felt that? Can you say, yeah, I feel that?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know more, so you have to calculate more before you give an answer sometimes. It's not a quick answer.
Right.
But I think you're more right than wrong, but it takes a while. I think
when you get older, you know, obviously you're wiser. You know, you have a different perspective on things, but are you necessarily sharper when it comes to new information, you know, memory, like being able to cite a fact right off the top of your head? You know, those things, I think, is what they're referencing is becoming maybe harder. Like, there's wisdom, but then there's sharpness. And people are talking about this study in relation to some politicians because, you know, they said, hey, look at this. If they're saying that you're your sharpest at 35, and you look at, you know, Donald Trump and Joe Biden, who are both in their 70s, you know, mid to late 70s. What does that tell you about politicians around the world? Are we looking at maybe they should be a little bit younger? Should we be trying to focus on that? What does that mean for mental sharpness?
Well, when you're searching for an answer, like, and this happens on this show too, when I go, what's the name of that actor?
Mm-hmm.
That happens to me. And I know I can see, we hear that on Battle too.
Mm-hmm.
You see it, you can, but you just can't get to it right away. Whereas I think when you're younger, you might go to it sooner. I see both candidates struggling to get an answer.
How old is Justin Trudeau? Trudeau is 40.
It is mid-40s, I think.
Do we think he's pretty sharp mentally? Like, he's pretty bing. Does he get the words out? Christmas. So he gets that out pretty well.
Yeah.
Okay.
gets it out.
I don't know.
And you know, here's the other thing. He's bilingual, so I wonder if he struggles with one over the other.
Like, he'll break into French when he's talking to someone in English or vice versa.
Yeah,
like, what are you talking about?
Recall.
I don't speak. Yeah,
he
recall.
Doesn't know. He goes, what's that name in French? So he'll go back into French.
We have a lot of people texting in who are over the age of 35 or they're referencing that over the age of 35 is when they felt their sharpest. A lot of people saying, you know, people are saying 30s for sure.
Yeah.
But a lot of people coming in hot at like 41, 42, early 40s. And someone else saying, you know, right now I'm 56. Someone else says I'm 53. I feel the sharpest I've ever been.
Yeah.
So I think it probably varies.
Yeah. But your point about recall, there's so much in your brain right now. Mm. When you're younger, there's only so many lanes that you take up.
Mm-hmm.
When you get older, there's so many other, the spectrum is wider.
Yeah.
So that's why sometimes I think, like my mom used to say, it's not that you're losing it. It's that you have so much on your mind that you are not quick to do it. Like when you were, you know, when you're younger, all you cared about was the top 10 on the song list, you know, what you were going to wear and that kind of stuff. But now we're like parenting, you know, business, pandemic.
Right.
There's more to think about. So your recall may be a little different. It doesn't mean it's an age thing.
Sleep deprivation is a big one too, because don't forget, when you go to sleep, that's when your brain takes all the garbage out for the day, right?
Yeah.
So that's the trash removal time for your brain. So the less sleep you get, the more brain clutter you have.
Yeah.
And that's why you talk about new parents who are just like falling apart at the seams.
Oh, man. Yeah. It is really difficult. In fact, I'm going to go put myself by the curb this Wednesday.